Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamu alaikum, everyone. Welcome to another enlightening episode of The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab, and today we are discussing the duties of the waiters of Imam Zaman, ajallah ta'ala faraja, the waited savior of humanity. Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, said, "A person who dies and is ignorant about the Imam of his time dies the death of an ignorant." It's a very profound hadith and has a lot of dimensions. Yes, we're going to discuss about how important it's to know about the Imam, how important is the ma'rifat of Imam, with our special guest, Brother Muhammad Liaqat Abbas. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum salam, sister.
A very warm welcome.
Thank you so much.
We are excited to go ahead with the topic that talks about the ma'rifat of Imam, how important it is.
In amongst the first duties, I would say, is about the ma'rifah, having knowledge about the Imam, where there's a hadith from Imam Kazim alayhi salatu wasalam, where he says, "Afdalu al-ibadah ba'd al-ma'rifah intizar al-faraj." The best of deeds after the best ma'rifah. Of ibadah, afdalu al-ibadah, meaning the best of worship, the best form of worship, after ma'rifah. You know, we have said about the best of deeds is intizar al-faraj, right? Over here, the Imam says
There's some prerequisite worship.
It's not just the best of deeds. This is another hadith, okay?
Yeah.
The best of deeds, of course, can be the intizar, that is the waiting of the Imam, awaiting the Imam to reappear. Of course, in the true sense, what I mean, again, over here. But over here, if we see afdalul ibadah, when the Imam is talking about the worship, ba'd al-ma'rifah, meaning the best form of worship over here, worship, not the deeds itself.
Yeah, yeah, I get it.
Worship means ma'rifah.
Yeah.
And when we speak about ma'rifah, it comes with the ma'rifatullah, ma'rifatul nafs, ma'rifatul nabi, and ma'rifatul imam. Alayhi wasalam. Okay, which means the ma'rifah, having knowledge about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, about the imam and yourself. You know, we have a dua as well, which is highly recommended. If we are truly awaiting, we have to really ask for this dua. Allahumma arrifni nafsak. This is a very famous dua, right? Fa'innaka illam tu'arrifni nafsak. Right? Oh Allah, make me know you. If I do not know you, I will not know the Prophet.
Wow.
Oh Allah, make me know the Prophet. Because if I don't know the Prophet, ma'rifah, inshallah, will come to it. I cannot know the wali or the hujjah or the imam. Oh Allah, make me know my imam. Because if I don't know my imam, dalaltu an dini, I am lost from my
deen.
I am led astray. Dalala means leading astray. I have been deviated my path.
Yeah.
My path has been deviated from my religion.
Right.
Meaning, if the ma'rifah of imam is not having, like if a ma'rifah is not existing inside a person, if the soul of the person is not having the capacity to obtain the ma'rifah of the imam, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, he has been, or he is amongst those deviated people.
Yeah.
غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين, which we say is one of the misdaq, or one of those people who are astray, who are who are deviated from the path of the religion.
Right.
They are those people who are deviated or who don't have knowledge about the imam of the time.
Right.
Okay. So, coming back to the hadith, Afdalul Ibadah Ba'd al-Ma'rifah example. Now, the ma'rifah, or having a proper understanding, or having a deep understanding about
is
the
a form
imam
of worship.
It is worship.
Yes.
It's not just form. It is worship.
Worship. And
meaning.
And also reminds me of the verse of Quran that says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not create jinn and ins. The jinn and the mankind, except for ibadah,
except that they worship him.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And this worship has to be elaborated more. We have to discuss on this more. We'll do that after a short break. So, dear listeners, we'll be back in a while.
من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه
مهديون في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
Welcome back. You're listening to IRIP English Radio. This is The Last Savior. Brother Liaquat Abbas is here with me. And we are discussing the importance of Ma'rifat, about the knowledge of Imam, how important it is. Yes, brother.
Yep. So, just like I've stated, having the knowledge of the Imam is itself worship. Okay. Now, you know what? This is very important. Okay. أفضل العبادة بعد المعرفة. Meaning, if a person is in state of ma'rifah, it means that he is in state of ibadah. If a person has the knowledge of the imam, it means that he is in state of worship.
Yeah.
Okay? It's not like, oh, you know what? He's praying. He has to do something. No, no. He is in state of worship. You
exactly.
know what? Example, there's a hadith where it is said, if a person performs wudu, and he goes to sleep,
yeah.
it will be written that the person has worshipped the whole night until he is in state of wudu,
right.
of course.
And yeah. also like as some companions came to Prophet Muhammad, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his purified family, asking about the place of a man who would, you know, pray salat day and night in the mosque and he would not come out and he was all the time on this, you know, sajade, on the prayer mat.
Mm-hmm.
And they were asking, what is his position in Jannah? And Prophet says he's at the bottom of the hellfire because this is not the...
This is not just ibadah. Exactly.
Yeah.
It's not... you know,
he's been very careless.
Unfortunately,
he's been
people
very,
have a very wrong concept of ibadah, about worship. Unfortunately, they think, oh... You know what? Ibadah is just namaz. It's just fasting. It's just hajj. It's just ziyarah, going to ziyarah. And we have done the most perfect worship. That's it.
Yeah.
No, the true ibadah is something else, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants. Example, if you, as a waiter, example, you are properly awaiting the imam of your time, ajallahu ta'ala farajahu sharif, then you have responsibilities. We are going to come to different responsibilities of a mu'min, of a believer, a proper awaiter, example.
Yeah.
One of them, I'm just going to give a very quick overview.
Yeah.
Example, your responsibility with your family members, with your parents, with your spouse, with your children, with regards to your community, with regards to the Shias of the world, with regards to all the Muslims of the world, with regards to Allah, with regards to Ahlul Bayt, with regards to Quran, with regards to prophets, with regards to the deceased ones, those who have been passed, the marhumin example, with regards to nature, with regards to the present technology, everything. You know what? Trust me, a person can worship in every single second of his life, and he can make the imam's reappearance bring closer with every single deed of his. It is possible. I'm not exaggerating. If your relationship with your spouse, with your parents, with your children, with the Muslims of the world is in line with the Ahlul Bayt example, the reappearance is pulled forward.
Yeah.
You are pulling the reappearance forward.
Yeah.
Okay, it's not just the dua. Of course, dua is important. The dua through the heart, from the heart, from the bottom of your heart is very important.
Yeah.
That you make dua. Okay. Other than that, you are acting every single second of your life. Okay. Just like you have stated, that the person is a kind of accursed person. That person is cursed one who's just after namaz. That's it.
Yes.
When he is going into his
because he is not taking care about the responsibilities.
The responsibilities are
the family,
not existing
the family.
Or in his life. You see,
the family is very important. Like we don't consider it to be a taking care of family as ibadat or
definitely
a form of worship.
Definitely, when the imam is going to reappear, example. When he is going to reappear, it's not like you're going to be with the imam 24/7.
Right.
It's not like all the other responsibilities are subtracted.
Right.
All the other responsibilities are not existing. You will still eat, you will still drink, you will still sleep, you will still have...
The daily routine will still
everything
continue.
Everything is in its place. and you will have a relationship with the Imam as
well. Inshallah. So we'll discuss more. Let's take a short break. Dear listeners, stay tuned.
Hold me by your hand and please show me the way to be one of the pure and chosen companions, so that I can swear the oath of allegiance. I'll give everything that I love in God's name to avenge the blood of your grandfather Hussein. Every step of the way, my dream will come true. On my last breath, oh Master, I'll call out to you. O light of Allah, you are my true guide. I'm waiting for you to die by your side.
Welcome back. You're listening to Last Savior. This is the last part of today's episode. And we're discussing the importance of Ma'rifat with Brother Liaqat. Yes, Brother Liaqat, we were on a very important note that Ibadat, the worship, is not just being on the prayer mat or just to do ziyarat and all. Ibadat has many other forms. The simple tasks, like the simple daily routines, could be ibadat if we know how to do that.
Mm-hmm. If you're performing them in its true sense,
yeah,
it is counted as ibadat. Okay. Now, coming back to the topic, the duties of a true awaiter is having knowledge about the Imam.
Right.
This is the main topic now, right now, what I want to really focus upon.
Mm-hmm.
When we speak about knowledge, what is it all about? Is it just, I know that the 12th Imam is alive.
Right.
He is on this planet Earth.
Yeah.
In his physical form. That's it? Or a bit more. Okay, he's going to reappear. He's going to fill the Earth with justice. I believe in him. And I love him like no other day. And I try to obey him. And I want him to reappear. This is all about knowledge the of ma'rifah. The Imam when it is told ma'rifah.
Yeah.
This is very important. What does it mean,
mm-hmm,
when the Imam says ma'rifah?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Afdalul Ibadah. When is this ma'rifah
happening,
or
actually
knowledge example counted as worship?
Mm-hmm.
This is very important.
So when is it?
Okay.
We will not answer.
Okay, fine. I'm just going to go to it. I want to bring you to the story of Imam Hussein alayhi salam,
yeah,
the incident of Karbala. Okay. People who supported the Imam of their time, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, had ma'rifah of the Imam. Those who didn't support the Imam of their time didn't had ma'rifah.
Mm-hmm.
This is very clear, right?
Okay.
Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. So if we see Shimr, if we see Umar ibn Sa'd, if we see Yazid, they all knew that he is the grandson of the Prophet.
Mm-hmm.
He is the son of the daughter of Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, right? They all knew that he is the divine authority.
Right.
Actually, it was Imam Hussein alayhi salam on the day of Ashura and before the day of Ashura, in all those 7-8 days from, mm-hmm, the 2nd of Muharram until the 9th of Muharram as well,
mm-hmm,
he was telling everyone, I am the Hujjat of Allah, I am the proof of Allah.
Right.
Then what was happening towards the other side, that the people over there were having a general knowledge about the Imam, that he is the divine authority appointed by
now
Allah.
Now here's a big difference. Having your general knowledge about Imam and having the actual ma'rifat about Imam,
exactly,
are two different things. Inshallah, we'll continue in the upcoming episode. The first responsibility of the awaiters, that is ma'rifat of Imam, in a very elaborated form, because everyone wants to know Imam, but how they can know and what are the ways to know, and it should differ from general knowledge to ma'rifah. They should reach a level of ma'rifah. This is all important. Thank you for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, take good care. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.